This is the reading for May 3rd. Psalm 123. Lord, I look upward to you, you who live in heaven. Slaves depend on their masters, and a female servant depends on her mistress. In the same way, we depend on the Lord our God. We wait for him to show us mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, because we have been insulted. We have suffered many insults from lazy people and much cruelty from the proud. 1 Samuel chapter 7. The men of Kiriath-Jearim came and took the ark of the Lord to Abinadab's house on a hill. There they made Abinadab's son Eleazar holy for the Lord so he could guard the ark of the Lord. The ark stayed at Kiriath-Jearim a long time, 20 years in all. And the people of Israel began to follow the Lord again. Samuel spoke to the whole group of Israel, saying, If you're turning back to the Lord with all your hearts, you must remove your foreign gods and your idols of Ashtoreth. You must give yourselves fully to the Lord and serve only Him. Then He will save you from the Philistines. So the Israelites put away their idols of Baal and Ashtoreth, and they served only the Lord. Samuel said, All Israel must meet at Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you. So the Israelites met together at Mizpah. They drew water from the ground and poured it out before the Lord and did not eat that day. They confessed, We have sinned against the Lord, and Samuel served as judge of Israel at Mizpah. The Philistines heard the Israelites were meeting at Mizpah, so the Philistine kings came up to attack them. When the Israelites heard they were coming, they were afraid. They said to Samuel, Don't stop praying to the Lord our God for us. Ask him to save us from the Philistines. Then Samuel took a baby lamb and offered it to the Lord as a whole burnt offering. He called to the Lord for Israel's sake, and the Lord answered him. While Samuel was burning the offering, the Philistines came near to attack Israel. But the Lord thundered against them with loud thunder. They were so frightened they became confused. So the Israelites defeated the Philistines in battle. The men of Israel ran out of Mizpah and chased the Philistines almost to Beth-Kar, killing the Philistines along the way. After this happened, Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shin. He named the stone Ebenezer, saying, The Lord has helped us to this point. So the Philistines were defeated and did not enter the Israelites' land again. The Lord was against the Philistines all Samuel's life. Earlier, the Philistines had taken towns from the Israelites, but the Israelites won them back from Ekron to Gath. They also took back from the Philistines the lands near these towns. There was peace also between Israel and the Amorites. Samuel continued as judge of Israel all his life. Every year he went from Bethel to Gilgal to Mizpah and judged the Israelites in all these towns. But Samuel always went back to Ramah where his home was. There he judged Israel and built an altar to the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 8. When Samuel was old, he made his sons judges for Israel. His first son was named Joel, and his second son was named Abijah. Joel and Abijah were judges in Beersheba, but Samuel's sons did not live as he did. They tried to get money dishonestly, and they accepted money secretly to make wrong judgments. So all the older leaders came together and met Samuel at Ramah. They said to him, You're old and your sons don't live as you do. Give us a king to rule over us like all the other nations. When the older leaders said that, Samuel was not pleased. He prayed to the Lord, and the Lord told Samuel, Listen to whatever the people say to you. They have not rejected you. They have rejected me from being their king. They are doing as they have always done. When I took them out of Egypt, they left me and served other gods. They are doing the same to you. Now listen to the people, but warn them what the king who rules over them will do. So Samuel told those who had asked him for a king what the Lord had said. Samuel said, If you have a king ruling over you, this is what he will do. He will take your sons and make them serve with his chariots and his horses, and they will run in front of the king's chariot. The king will make some of your sons commanders over thousands or over fifties. He will make some of your other sons plow his ground and reap his harvest. But he will take others to make weapons of war and equipment for his chariots. He will take your daughters to make perfume and cook and bake for him. He will take your best fields, vineyards, and olive groves, and give them to his servants. He will take one-tenth of your grain and grapes, and give it to his officers and servants. He will take your male and female servants, your best cattle, and your donkeys, and use them all for his own work. He will take one-tenth of your flocks, and you yourselves will become his slaves. When that time comes, you will cry out because of the king you chose, but the Lord will not answer you then. But the people would not listen to Samuel. They said, "No, we want a king to rule over us. Then we will be the same as all the other nations. Our king will judge for us and go with us and fight our battles." After Samuel heard all that the people said, he repeated their words to the Lord. The Lord answered, "You must listen to them, give them a king." Then Samuel told the people of Israel, "Go back to your towns."